I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. We're not going to give you very long to guess today's GeoQuiz. Think Europe and think beer. In fact, the country we're looking for thinks its beer is the best in the world. This country has heavily promoted its cherished libation in Asia and the Middle East, and now its sights are on the American market. The answer? No, not Germany. It's Belgium. It's a small country, but it produces hundreds of different brands of beer in all different styles. Here in the U.S., Belgian beer has gained a real reputation over the years. A Belgian company is taking its cue from that fact. So don't be surprised to see something called the Belgian Beer Cafe opening in an American city near you. But there's one hitch. Those Belgians who are so passionate about their beer, well, some of them aren't so keen on the idea. From Brussels, The World's Clark Boyd reports.
Ah, the sounds, the sights, and the tastes of a 1920s Belgian beer cafe. Surrounded by dark wood, tile, and old beer posters, maybe with a Stella Artois in front of you, you could almost forget that you're in the Brussels airport. This is not a Belgian beer cafe, it's the Belgian beer cafe. And it's brought to you by the world's largest brewer, AB InBev, makers of Stella Artois, not to mention Budweiser. The Belgian design firm Creneau International sold the industry giant on the Belgian beer cafe idea back in the late 1990s. Since then, Creneau has overseen the building of dozens of Belgian beer cafes in Asia, the Middle East, and across Europe. Erwin Hempens is the director of franchising for Creneau. He says Belgian beer is a unique product.
I think we have something that you cannot find somewhere else, and that's something we have to export, we have to market. The Belgian brewers, they kind of think that if they produce good beer, it will sell itself. Obviously, that goes for Belgium, that goes for the neighboring countries. If you go a little bit further away, you need to make some publicity, do some marketing to get your brands known.
Now, Creneau has gotten the green light from InBev to tackle North America. It's inked a deal to build 10 Belgian beer cafes in the United States in the coming years. Great news for beer lovers and Belgian brewers alike, right? It's bottling day at the Brunout Brewery, not far from the Belgian city of Tournai. Marc-Antoine Demays saved Brunout from bankruptcy in 2006. Brunout makes a number of different kinds of beer, including one from a recipe that dates back to the year 1096. Demays says 20% of his business is exports to the United States, but none of his beers are on the Belgian Beer Cafe menu.
InBev is my best friend and my worst enemy. Best friend because they have market Belgian beer and the Belgian beer concept worldwide. And Belgian beer is known because of that. So they have opened the door. Now the problem is that they are becoming so big that they destroy a little bit the quality of the image of a good Belgian beer.
This is Café Verschuren in Brussels. Its Art Deco look and feel really does date back to the 1920s. Yvan Debates says his grandfather used to come to this café. Debates is a local author and brewer. He says this place is the real deal.
You don't just like create it in 5 minutes. It's generations of owners and customers who really somehow build the place and then give a soul to it.
Debates likens InBev's Belgian beer cafes to the Irish pubs that sprung up around the world in the 1990s. It's a gimmick, he says. It's kitsch. The beer menu, he notes, features InBev heavy hitters like Stella, Hoegaarden, and Leff. It also has Vestmalle and Chimay, two beers still brewed by Trappist monks. And while those beers are part of the Belgian brewing heritage, Debates says, he thinks they could do better.
It's beers in which all the angles have been rounded. There is no character, no real personality. It's, for me, not representative of what the real Belgian beer culture is, of course. Beer with a real personality, beers made by someone with something to say to his customer, not just like, I want your money.
Suffice to say, Debates is a traditionalist when it comes to Belgian beers. You'll be able to judge for yourself soon enough. America's first Belgian beer cafe is set to open in a couple of months at Newark Airport. For The World, this is Clark Boyd in Brussels.
Be sure to check out Clark's blog post exploring this great quote. In Belgium, it's not just beer, it's liquid communication. I got to remember that one. That's at theworld.org. Also, there may have been some Belgian beer drinkers among our geo-texting players today. Congrats to the winners. They are Nick in Boulder, Colorado, Megan in Delaware, Ohio, and Tiffany in Antioch, Tennessee. To play along next time, just text GeoQuiz, one word, to 69866.